And if it isn't, it's not his fault, right? Because he's pretty exciting, you know. You start thinking about what he has done for us to set us free, and you think about his father, what he'd done to blow our minds. He definitely blew our minds. Just read the book of Genesis, first chapter, pretty mind-blowing thing, amen? That he created earth, he created the skies, he created everything that is created. And so here we are enjoying his creation, amen? And we don't worship the creation, we worship the creator. And when we worship the creator, things begin to happen that changes our lives forever. And so the stirring on the inside of us, we're responsible for that. Amen? Okay, I got one person that's agreeing with me. I'm working harder than you're agreeing. Hallelujah. And so it's important that we speak the word of God, encourage one another to be encouraged and to go forth, because we are gathering at last the end day army. And I'm not talking about for just Thief River Falls. I'm talking about on earth, an end time army that is going to rise up and declare the greatness and the goodness of who God is and what he is doing on planet earth. See, I mean, just go to the news, go to CNN, go to Fox News, go to them all. That's not good news. There's a lot of bad news. They're always looking for something, you know, like if it was a terrorist attack over here or here. But the fact is, God has all sorts of good news for us. Amen? He even encourages us to fight the second battle. As we heard, yeah, you have to go through the first one, but he encourages you to fight the second battle so that you can say, we win. Yeah. And you know it's not you winning, it's him winning in you. Amen. And if it worked the first time, it'll work the second time. Amen? I got saved one day, and then the next day I was still saved. And the next week, now it took me about 3 weeks to figure out what this salvation and going to heaven, not going to hell, was all about. But it was fantastic when I really got it rooted and grounded in my life. That's a pretty big deal, isn't it? Uh-huh. You, this isn't a Baptist church, and I love the Baptist church, but, you know, you can say amen. This is a black church in Chicago. All right. You know, I mean, wow, we've been set free. We've been released by the power of God living on the inside of us. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. And so there's a gathering together, just like we're gathering today, but this gathering is to all generations. And I really believe that there's four or five generations on the earth that God is speaking to right at this time. And I believe that the word of the Lord came to me in the realm of mid. And it said, in the middle of it all will be a generation that will ignite the other generations. And I was saying, well, what does this mean, Lord? He said, the middle generation will ignite the other generations. And I see people rising up in their 25 to 40 to 45, and something's going on. There's a gathering together of this generation that has explosive power. And you know what? Do I get excited? Well, it should be our generation. It is our generation, except it's happening from the center point. It is like, it's like, wow, this center point, when it explodes, it's going to be, it's the epicenter of it all. And we're seeing events like Hope Fest and different things. You know, Mal Manning, you know, Mal's a couple of years older than I am, and Mal, I mean, he's worked that thing. But it goes back to his sons and his daughters, and they're right about that 35, 40, 45, and it's beginning to explode. Amen. Tom and myself were talking about this when we were working this last week. I said, it's your day, it's your time, it's your hour to explode. It's you're like the center of a great move of God. And I feel that so powerfully. And I was thinking about this message. I woke up and I thought, well, okay, God, what do you think? And he said, just gather it together. Get it together. And it was 5 minutes later, I got a text from Dave Wagner. and he was coming from Mozambique, and he began to explain what was going on in Mozambique, and I'll get to that, and I'll read some of the wild stuff that's going on. Now, Heidi Baker has a work in Mozambique, and if you know Heidi Baker, she's a blonde-haired young lady. Well, getting older, but yeah, she's a young lady compared to me. Anyway, phenomenal work. And God sends people that you wouldn't think would go to Africa and do that type of work, but it's God that sends them. So I'm just saying gathering together. In Hebrews 10, 24, it says, "And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some," which apparently at that time there was some people that didn't gather together, "but encouraging one another," because you cannot, if you do not gather together, it's hard to encourage you. Wouldn't that be true? "I'm looking for some encouragement." I said, well, you should get together with someone that encourages you, and then you'll be blessed, you know. So anyway, that's cool. And then it says, "but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near." There's a day that's coming. There's a time that's coming. And if you're into any type of end time prophetic thoughts, there's a day that is on the horizon, and we can see the horizon. And there's stuff happening on the earth. There's stuff happening in the Middle East. There's stuff happening with all of this movement that's going on that signals an end time church needs to arise and shine, for their light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Hallelujah. You see, it's not about a preacher up here or wherever they're at. It is about you and your responsibility in the kingdom, that God has given you that responsibility. And that responsibility outclasses any other person's responsibility. You'd say, well, Billy Graham, you know, Billy Graham did. Billy Graham did what he was supposed to do. And he was counted faithful in that, right? Yeah. And so now the challenge is what are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do for the kingdom for this time and season? It might be cooking, it might be cleaning, it might be going on a mission trip, it might be talking to your neighbor about Christ, it might be driving someone to the hospital because they don't have a car, or bringing them to church or whatever. That is the start of what God is wanting. You have to start somewhere. Amen. Hallelujah. I remember the first time in the realm of the prophetic, you know, to have a prophetic word. Wow, that was wild, you know. So God would give me about three words, and I'd get up there and I'd say these three words, and I'd feel real good about it. And you see, you have to start somewhere, right? And I remember one time in this big meeting, it was a Brian Rudd meeting, and if you've ever met Brian Rudd, it was Rudd, the last name, but they called him Brian Rude. And this guy was crude, and he was rude. And if you got out of line, he would be on you. I mean, so we're in this meeting, and this urgency come upon my life, and I'm going, oh, not here, God. I mean, I was going, not here, Lord, not here. And so, and then he said, yeah, and I don't want you to speak it out in English. I'm going to give you a tongue. I said, oh, man, no, I'm not going to do that, God. And it was a little bit more, and it was, and I just said, ah, who cares? You remember this, Baron Jim? Well, I shouted that message out, and I didn't have no interpretation or stuff, you know, how I'm supposed to line up with the scriptures. I'm going, well, I'm going to be rebuked or something. And so I did it, and it got real quiet, something like in this room right now, about 800-900 people, but it got real quiet. And then out of that silence come this voice, and it was Roland Weaver, and he come with the word of the Lord. And so what I was fearing and dreading and scared about, I become someone that, like, man, that was a good word. I was going, yeah, you're right, you don't even want to know what I was going to deliver the word. So what when God wants to use you, it's in maybe in the simple things, but he'll use you, and in that using you'll feel, hey, you know what? God used me. I feel good about that. And so when we come together, this is what it's all about. It says, for where two or three are gathered in his name, they there I am in the midst of them. So when we gather together here, God's here. You know, this isn't just like, well, you know what, we're having a good time. And we are having a good time. But remember, God's here. Remember, he's a holy God, all-powerful God. And there's some reverence. That doesn't mean that, you know, you have to put on a fake smile or you know, it's just the reverence of God, the responsibility of carrying the weightiness of his reverence, the honor and the glory due his name. When you sing a song, you know, you think about the reverence and the depth of what's going on in eternity when that song is being sung. Wow. And I've seen in services where people just begin to burst out in tears and weeping and crying, and they run to the altars. I really believe that that's what God is doing in this end time army. And I believe it's coming out of the midst of the body of Christ and those that are affiliated even with the midst of the body. And I'm talking age-wise. If you're affiliated with that, get in there and allow that thing to explode on the inside of you. You see, I'm at the end of the spectrum, but I want to go to the center of the epicenter so it can explode in me and explode for my generation. And for, you know, I'm not wanting to get ready for the old people's home or retirement. I want to get ready for the coming of the Lord in all of his glory, in all of his wonder, in all of his splendor. And you know what? I look at Caleb and Joshua and these guys, you know, it was another generation. They said, it's good enough. You know what? We'll settle here. But, you know, Caleb and Joshua didn't want to settle there. They wanted to go on and to be used of the Lord in a great, great dimension. And they were. They become the leaders of all of the most important nation on the earth because they represented God, Israel. Wow. And that's the type of people that we need to say, we can do this, we can go up, we can take the country. And whatever that means to us, you know, if it's just even supporting your grandchildren and your children and grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and telling them that, you know, God makes the difference. Amen. And we find out that there is other things that aren't making too much difference with people in this dispensation of time. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in the heart of God. You know, we did that this morning. We did that last night. Many of us were at the, were at the prayer place at Hop here in Thief River Falls, and on Thursday night. This is what it's all about, is that we make and we begin to get the wisdom of God, knowledge of God. I find out, don't ask God why. Live the why, and God will show you the why. You're always asking, well, you know what? You know, why did this happen? Why did that happen? Live the why. Just live. Go on. Don't make quick judgments of what's going on. You know, well, that person's in sin or that. Ask, I'm going to live the why and find out why that person is acting the way they're acting. Amen? Because if you live the why, you find out by faith why they're acting that way, why we're acting that way. It's living the why. You know, why does the person get cancer? Let's live through it. Let's find out. How do we pray? How do we see the miracles? You know, is it for the glory of God that someone would be healed by through that? And then if they don't get healed, how do we live through the why? We have to go on living, amen? Amen? So we live through the why, and God will start showing us. Why did my dad die at 50 years old? And I didn't know about it, but there was a minister in Denver that was married to my niece, and he was from Gerald Dierstein's outreach, ordained out of Gerald Dierstein in central Minnesota. God laid on his heart about this man dying up in Gary, Minnesota, and it went 3 months before he died, he gave his life to Christ because this pastor and his wife came to that place and led my dad to the Lord. Now, I wasn't saved. I knew nothing about leading anyone to anywhere except to the bar, and so I got the news. I gave my life to Christ. And I was, you know, then you start going, why, you know. I was going, why, God, is my dad in heaven? And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit, it was 12 o'clock at night. We were up here doing a chiropractic office, remodeling it. And Darwin Soaring, I said, I wonder if my dad went to heaven. And this great feeling of the presence of the Holy Spirit came on me. And I said, man, if that's any indication, he's in heaven. And so then I went and talked to my mom about it. And she said, yeah. And she told me the story about this couple coming from Denver, Colorado, and leading my dad to Christ 3 months before he passed into eternity. Isn't that great? You know, the why, let's live through the why. And you start hearing miracles, signs, and wonders. Instead of always just looking for a bad report and saying, well, God, why did you do this? God doesn't do anything without a purpose, a plan. And we know there's a time to live and there's a time to die. And in between, there's a time to walk in faith to find out the God that loves us and cares for us and the good God that is always encouraging us to go further and to go places where we never even imagined that we would go, believe things that we never imagined we'd believe. And pretty soon, God starts showing his majesty and his power. I remembered the two pig story. Hallelujah. I had borrowed a bunch of money, and at the end of the year, I could not make the loan. There was no way. So I said, God, and I just given my life to Christ. And I said, God, I've got to see a miracle here. So I got we got two pig barns right at the end of the year. And these two pig barns, I got just enough money to pay off that loan. And it was a miracle as far as I was concerned. And that was the first year loan. And then I got two pigs. He gave me it paid off the loan, and he gave me two pigs because I did some extra work. So that was my two pig story. Hallelujah. You don't think that God's in pigs. Well, praise God, them two pigs, I ate pork all winter. Hallelujah. And I found out you shouldn't do that. But that was all the meat that I had, and it was good. I had some venison. But anyway, you see, in your story, in your life, God's always moving. God's always arranging things. God's always doing something if you dare to walk in faith. Hallelujah. I remember putting a sign on the side of my truck, and it was Jacobson's Concrete, and it was pretty big, Jacobson's Concrete. And then right below it, you know, Jesus was about this big. Jesus is my foundation. And so this Jehovah Witness come up, and he looked at that sign, and he said, well, I see there's a big Jacobson, but a little Jesus. And I'm going, you know, and I just got, So I jumped in my truck. I drove into town, into Detroit Lakes, and I went to the sign shop. You know, you're just all fired up to do this. I went in there. Okay, I want across the back end. It was a one-ton truck with a wood box. So I said, I want a big sign. Jesus is Lord on one side, and on the other side was Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And so I put them on the truck. I got in that truck. I literally had to drive home and park the truck, went upstairs, laid underneath the covers, put my head underneath the covers. It was just crazy. It was too much for me. You know, I was about 6-7 months old in the Lord. It was tough, man. And, you know, every day I had to live this Jesus deal because I got it on the side of my truck. But I did have an opportunity to go back and talk to I didn't talk with him. He just looked at my truck, this guy, this Jehovah Witness guy, and he had hired me on this job. And he looked at that truck, and he just went like this and walked away. You know, he found someone that was crazier than he was. But, you know, the little Jesus, the little Jesus become the big Jesus. And, you know, these things challenge us and challenge each other to do greater works. Amen? When we gather together, it's an encouragement. You can do greater works. We didn't have a prayer house in Thief River Falls. We do now. Hallelujah. We do now. Praise God. We didn't have a Hope Fest. 400 or 500 people, but now we have 8,000 people. God's supersizing the Hope Fest. Hallelujah. And I believe that from 2016 to 2022, God is supersizing everything that we could imagine and beyond. Is that good? All right. Well, I'm going to put some I'm going to put some prophetic word to that. Dave Wagner, this morning, like I said, I got a text from Dave Wagner, and it was a prophetic word. It was several things. If I can get on my phone here, I'm getting excited. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay. All right, Dave, are you there? Okay. The last word he sent me was Shanamakata, something like that. I showed him that my wife bought me a new Skidster loader, so that was exciting. he just sent that. Okay, just finishing. This is Dave Wagner, Prophet Dave Wagner, working with Heidi Baker and Bill Johnson, these folks. So he was flying from Mozambique, and he said, just finished ministering in Mozambique and flying back to America. In moments like these, I find myself so overwhelmed with gratitude towards the Lord as I process all that I've seen in this last week. Thank you for being my friend and believing in me and supporting me, Pastor Jake. Thursday night, at an 8-year-old boy named Eltonio shared how he fell off a bridge last year and drowned, and how Jesus brought him back to life when we prayed for him last year. It was amazing. Also, dozens of deaf ears were open, and at least 5 blind eyes were opened, and multitudes others healed, or other healings took place as well. Many, many saved. Also, 2 Muslim chiefs gave their lives to Jesus and opened their whole community to us, declaring they were once Muslim, but then we found Jesus. Allah never loved us like Jesus. There was an eruption of singing in their language. We will walk with Jesus. They are coming to Jesus by the hundreds. I'm flying back to America. That was some of the other areas that were going on. And so that was the report. That's a report of the Lord. Hallelujah. We pass that on to you. Praise God. Because we met this morning, and this was right after I was thinking about getting together. When we get together, we're better together, we're stronger together. Sound like Hillary Clinton, stronger together. Okay, praise God. That wasn't a plug for Hillary, but, you know, whatever. I'm staying out of the political fields for at least this morning. Okay, this is the word of the Lord. So David sent the word of the Lord. He said, I believe that this is for the church at Jubilee and the move of United Team International, which is founded here in Community Church International. Got this word this morning. Felt like it was for United Team and Jubilee. I heard the Lord say, I'm accelerating the harvest and bringing it into the house. I have sent you to the harvest, but now I am also bringing the harvest to you. Angels of generosity has been dispatched in response to the faith of my people. I am positioning you to receive the windfall of your kingdom inheritance. Hey, Tom. Kingdom inheritance. I like it. I am calling you deeper so that you can go higher. I saw the Lord pouring out the contents of his heart over all of you today. Man, I received that. There is about to be a surge of power in the days ahead. So get ready to flow with the flow of the Holy Spirit. I have established the foundations of the Father in this place, and I am about to build through both obedience and blessing like never before. Nations are being shifted. America is being realigned into its God-breathed destiny. I am releasing a sound over Central America. It is a sound of an awakening. It is time to believe for the new. I desire to do what you have never, ever seen before. This is a prophetic word. It is or it isn't. Hallelujah. I'm liking it. I am breaking off every restraint and fear as I release the power of the sent ones. Jeremiah 1:8-10. Do not be afraid of anyone, for I will be with you to deliver you. This is the Lord's declaration. Then the Lord reached out his hand, touched my mouth, and told me, I have now filled your mouth with my words. See, I have appointed you today over nations and kingdoms to uproot, to tear down, to destroy, to demolish, and to build and to plant, thus saith the Lord. So that was the word of the Lord that was given to me this morning when I was preparing in this area. See, God's for us. You know, God is so much for us. And you know, there's a band of believers, and I know it's a 4th of July weekend, and praise God that people can take some time off. But you know what? God is doing great things. He's gathering an end-time army, and it's starting from the center of things. Does that make sense? The center of things, because in that foundation, it's going to explode into all generations. And I believe that there's going to be five generations that are going to be affected by men and women. And even our camp this year, we're looking, and I was Pat Fryer, an evangelist, is coming to the teen camp this year in August, and he's a tremendous evangelist that's coming to the teen area. So anyone that, and I know that the words of the Lord, and it's going to be a powerful time. And then Leroy Ortiz is coming from Orlando, and he's going to be working with the little kids. But first of all, our teens are going to be working with Pat, and then we're going to go into that. So that's going to be an explosion, I believe, into these generations. And this is what God's doing. And it might look small right now, but who knows what will happen? I mean, once God starts getting a hold of us and stirring us in the inner man and knowing who we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. God has performed miracles so that we're here today. Prophets waited for this time that they could come to this place. And if they could have lived at this time, they would have traded their lives for us immediately. This is the most exciting time on the face of the earth. You know, there's a lot of bad news, but I want to tell you some good news is that you're saved, you're going to heaven, and God is pouring out his wisdom, knowledge, and understanding for this dispensation of time, that you can be a deliverer for this weekend. You can be a freedom fighter. You can be one that will carry the torch of freedom to bring it to nations on the earth. Central America right now, that was a word of the Lord. Central America, every country in Central America is meeting on September 17th. And it's a miracle that we have anything to do with it, but the fact is God took us and put us right in the middle of it. And so it's United Team International gathering every nation from Central America represented this year, September 17th. And if you want to go, get on a train, because I think there's about 8 or 9 people that's coming from this area and from the States. And so we're real excited what's going on. We don't even understand what's going on. I don't even know what's going on anymore. I talk with Oscar, and he's off. I mean, Israel is involved. Marches for Jesus. If you don't hit the September one, you got Marches for Jesus in El Salvador. Last year, it was 11,000 people marched down the streets and proclaimed the name of Jesus. We need to bring that back to Thief River Falls, bring all the churches together, start declaring the name of Jesus. Not our separate church names, but Jesus, the name of Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, so I'm all stirred up now, so praise the Lord. What do you do now except close the meeting? Hallelujah. Praise God. We do thank the Lord. Isn't he a good God? And he's a God that is so interested in the earth that we're living in. And every person you know, God is interested in. And if they're fighting whatever they're fighting, you know, let's not ask the wise. Let's live the wise. And why can we lay hands on the sick? And why can we cast out devils? And why we can take over forces that are trying to hurt our loved ones? It's because Jesus gave us the word, and the word lives in us. Amen? Can you please stand and let's pray? Father, we thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord, that David and Heidi are coming into their destiny days. I hear destiny days for you. It's your destiny. It is the prophetic things, David, that has been stirred on you from as a youth. God is stirring a prophetic thing that's going on, and your wife is ready to be swept into the realms of the Spirit. And I see you prophesying over young people. I see you doing mighty works by even physical areas in the realms of not entertainment as much as activity, to bring young people and to bring them to excitement and to bring them to a purpose that God is a great and a wonderful and a fun God, a joy to be around. And I just see the joy of the Lord is actually going to be almost like the banner over your lives. If I had a ministry slogan that would name your ministry, it'd be Joy of the Lord. And God's ready to pour out the joy of the Lord upon you, upon your family, upon the things around and about you. The Joy of the Lord ministry is beginning to work mightily in your life right there. In Jesus' name, we agree with it. Hallelujah. 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 Danny, I just see a real anointing coming upon you this next year. You've been battling and battling. I think the word of the Lord is... Tom had it this morning. The first battle was a tough battle, but God and you won that battle. And then you all of a sudden, there's another battle. You say, I don't want to fight another battle. And God just put it in front of you and say, fight that other battle and show the enemy we really won. It wasn't just by chance. It wasn't just by, you know what, I was going through hell and I got out by the skin of my teeth or something on that. But it was the power of God that delivered you out of that first situation and out of this second situation. And God has made you more than a conqueror, and he's building you to go forth as a soldier of the army. And I even see almost like from a listed soldier, I see stripes being placed on like a soldier of the officer type. They do that by college education, but this was by the education of the Holy Spirit. And I just see the officer of God. God's placing the officer, Danny, upon you. And your wife right now, the faithfulness of your wife, there's their deliverance power. I see a powerful realm of deliverance, Linda, because of your love and your concern for people. But first and foremost, there's one fight that you're fighting right now. And we declare as the body of Christ, we don't ask why, we ask God, do that battle, and we're standing with her. And we understand, Lord, why you heal us, because you said your word would. And so we agree with the word of God. We agree with every aspect that you're going to do in Linda's life. And we encourage her right now, the encouragement of the saints. Let's just stretch our hands this way. We encourage her right now in Jesus' name. This power of encouragement is coming right on you right now, Linda. Wow. Woo! That's good stuff. Hallelujah. Well, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for this 4th of July. We ask, Lord, that each person will have a wonderful time. Freedom will be the call of their lives. We release it now upon their lives. We give you the glory and the honor for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. If you guys needing any type of prayer, any type of, if you're needing a prophetic word or something like that, I believe it's in the house.
Come on, buddy. I just need to share something, I guess. This week, I've been praying about some stuff, and I was out on my motorcycle praying, and just the Lord was telling me that, I can make so many excuses for myself where I feel like I'm not spiritually in shape to do something, or, you know, and the Lord just said, you don't always need to slim down. I'll make a door big enough for you to fit in, you know? And that just spoke to me so much. It's like, yeah, Lord, okay. Because I'm always like, well, maybe I need to, you know, spend a year in prayer more and then do something. And the Lord was just telling me, yeah, you just need to, I'll make a door big enough and you'll be able to fit through it. And I think that just kind of went along with what Jake was preaching, you know, for everybody. Sometimes we can make so many excuses of why we're not doing stuff. And I guess the Lord sometimes just wants you to walk through that door that he made big enough for you. So,
Hallelujah. Thank you so very much. Again, we love you this weekend. We can say that with confidence because that's what God told us to do, is love each other. And what do we got, buddy? Home groups this Wednesday.